North Adams has the fifth highest commercial tax rate of any Massachusetts municipality, according to the State Department of Revenue. The City Council on Tuesday approved a proposal to shift some of the fiscal burden from commercial taxpayers to residents. WAMC spoke with Democratic Mayor Richard Alkenbright, who crafted the plan.
If the numbers hold, and again, we never know, you know, this can move up a nickel here or a nickel there, but or up or down as the state certifies the tax rate. But right now it would be at $39.95 per thousand. And again, it does put us right up there in the top five highest in the state. And the mentality here is over many, many years was to have the shift at its kind of its maximum, shifting much of the responsibility of the levy to the commercial side and off of the residential side. And, you know, if you're out there trying to promote growth, trying to promote business development, it makes it difficult. I mean, you know, a $40 tax rate is a very high number. And when, you know, when your neighboring town of Adams, for instance, is 45% lower than you, it makes a difference in who might get the business. That is a community we need to look at this shift and try to figure out a way to get our commercial rate down over time.
So this slight shift means that now residents will have to take a little bit more of the burden on. How much more will the average household pay per year?
Typically, right now, the way we're looking at it, it's about $22 a year. And that would shift from the commercial side to the residential side. And I certainly understand that taxes are painful for everybody. You know, one of the things we need to do for us to have long-term financial success is we need to grow. And your growth typically comes from the business sector, from the private sector.
So that's about $22 more, so totaling about $123 a year for the average residential taxpayer. But it also has a lot to do with the city approaching its overall tax levy, is that right?
Not really, because the overall tax levy is still 2.5% of the overall valued base. So it's kind of complicated, but 2.5% of our overall valuation is what we can levy in taxes. The shift is really what determines how much the commercial taxpayer will pay of that levy and how much the residential taxpayer will pay of that levy. So it doesn't matter kind of what your valuations are. You're still out there needing to raise the same amount of money every year.
But all in all, the city is still approaching that tax levy limit.
Well, no, the levy limit is 2.5% of last year's assessed taxes plus what they call new growth. It's a factor of new assessments that's come on the market. That's our levy limit, and we're about $90,000 short of that this year. So actually, it's a good year because we haven't taxed to our levy limit. The levy ceiling is where communities now are getting in trouble. That's the 2.5% of our overall valuation. We're about $1.3 million from that. And communities locally and around the state are up against that ceiling, because once they hit that ceiling, they can no longer increase taxes until the ceiling grows. And the only way the ceiling is going to grow is if your overall valuations grow. And the only way that's going to grow is by having new businesses come in, new buildings being built, new investment into old buildings, all that sort of stuff.
Officials in the city often tout the fact that although the commercial tax rate is high, property value isn't assessed as high.
Right.
How does this help businesses looking to settle in North Adams?
Well, again, it's kind of a double-edged sword, J.D. I mean, the thing is that you can buy a building here maybe, and I'll just use, I don't know for sure, but you can buy a building here, say, for half what you could buy it for in Williamstown. But Williamstown's rate is half of ours. So the tax implication is maybe the same or close. Where it hurts us is that if someone's looking in North Berkshire and they see a commercial building that they want to buy or they want to build something and they find something suitable in Adams, for instance, the Adams rate is, like I said, about 45% lower than ours. And so, you know, they can get the same value maybe in a building as they can here and pay 45%, we'll say half the taxes. And that's a problem. Super Walmart could probably pay $80 a thousand because they have the capacity to absorb it. But the smaller business, our light manufacturing and some of our smaller businesses here, they struggle with a $40 rate every year. It's difficult. And so we need to, just as a community, we need to figure out how we address that. Now, the big problem is that how much do you shift over to the residential side in one of the poorest communities in the Commonwealth? You know, how much can the taxpayer assume and endure. So it's a tough situation. It's been this way for years. And I, you know, certainly in the transition, I'll be talking to Mayor-elect Bernard and kind of like saying that, you know, you just need to keep trying to work at this. But it ain't easy.
North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright speaking.